back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast is Thursday, October 11th, 2018. Again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. In response to Glenn and Philly's remarks about oligarchy yesterday, I closed with the synonyms kratocracy, government established by seizure, utilizing force or deceit with rule maintained by strength, and kakistocracy, a system of government which is run by the worst. Reminds me of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. A system of government which is run by the worst, least qualified, or most unscrupulous citizens. When it comes to the operative concept, I think Senator William Harper said it best and speaks for us all, you might say, including those of us in present-day America. Senator William Harper wrote in his memoir on slavery back in 1838, "Anarchy is not so much the absence of government as the government of the worst, not aristocracy, but kakistocracy, a state of things which, to the honor of our nature, has seldom obtained amongst men, and which perhaps was only fully exemplified during the worst times of the French Revolution, when that horrid hell burnt with its most horrid flame. In such a state of things, to be, and this, tell me if this doesn't sound like America today, in such a state of things, to be accused is to be condemned." I mean, that's what the press does, right? It's judge, jury, and executioner. "To be accused is to be condemned. To protect the innocent is to be guilty. And what perhaps is the worst effect, even men of better nature, to whom their own deeds are abhorrent, are goaded by terror to be forward and emulous in deeds of guilt and violence." And that is quite a statement. So, you know, just to sort of help out, let me back up. You know, what does emulous mean? Emulous, eager or ambitious to equal or surpass another, characterized or prompted by a spirit of rivalry. And again, this gets right back to Romans chapter 1. So emulous, forward and emulous in deeds of guilt and violence. So tell me if this doesn't sound like America. In such a state of things, to be accused is to be condemned. To protect the innocent is to be guilty. And what perhaps is the worst effect, even men of better nature, to whom their own deeds are abhorrent, are goaded by terror to be forward and emulous in deeds of guilt and violence. That's interesting, because Romans chapter 1, I've mentioned many, many times, you know, when we start to depart from reality, when we start to move away from God. Verse 21, "For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened." Chapter closes, all kinds of bad things happen, you know, nothing but bad things follow. God gives them over to their depravity and bad things happen. You know, exactly what we see happening in America, quite frankly. You know, for this, verse 26, "For this reason God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, and in the same way also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful." But here's the punchline that sounds to me like what Senator William Harper said, you know, that the worst effect, even better men or men of better nature to whom their own deeds are abhorrent, are goaded by terror to be forward and emulous in their deeds of guilt and violence. Romans chapter 1 closes with these words, "And although they knew the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them." And, you know, so as Jordan Peterson has observed and reflected, we're all capable. How Nazi Germany? Why? Because us, because we're all capable of this. And this is not some new revelation. This is, you know, again, this is something that the Bible tells us when we drift away from God. This is sort of the natural tendency, if you will, of a sin nature. And you have all of these other lessons of history. Again, Hayek's Road to Serfdom outlines the problem very well, I would say. I've mentioned, well, in particular, going through the what I refer to as the Death Cult Ideology series. You have books like Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men, which was the inspiration for Daniel Jonah Goldhagen's Hitler's Willing Executioners. You have Goldhagen's more recent Worse Than War, Genocide, Eliminationism, and the Ongoing Assault on Humanity. You have Philip Zimbardo's The Lucifer Effect. You know, they thought they were free. It can't happen here. So many books on the subject. And again, you know, whenever this comes up, as I mentioned, going through the Death Cult Ideology series earlier this year, Rudolf Hess's words come to mind. National socialism is nothing but applied biology. And if that's not terrifying to folks, then go back and again, review what Congressman Larry McDonald said about all of this. The excerpt from his introduction to Gary Allen's The Rockefeller File, I think, is, you know, the sort of operative concept. The drive of the Rockefellers and their allies is to create a one world government combining super capitalism and communism under the same tent, all under their control. Do I mean conspiracy? Yes, I do. I am convinced there is such a plot, international in scope, generations old in planning, and incredibly evil in intent. And so it's this global democratic socialist state that is sort of the operative concept here. Democratic socialism. There's that image that floats around. What is it? Socialism is a person stepping on a rake. Democratic socialism is the really cool, flashy version where the skateboarder rides a rake off the stairs and lands on it and then slams himself in the face with it. Something like that. Anyway, so that's the concern. Rudolf Hess, National Socialism is nothing but applied biology. And so this democratic socialist world state that's being imposed on the world, it has that in view. Eugenics, genocide, democide, as R.J. Rummel put it, eliminationism, in a word, Daniel Jonah Goldhagen coined. But we see that. You know, don't we? I mean, we've heard the Bill Gateses, the Sean Parkers, you know, these folks that think they're better than other people who are sort of, again, cut in the same from the same cloth as these other guys, essentially the William Devil Bill Livingston Rockefellers, who are conning folks into working for them, promising a benefit promising some kind of gift that just never quite shows up, which sounds a lot like a character from the Bible that does the same sort of thing, makes these empty promises never quite pay off. The devil's gift, the oxymoron. So you have this sort of component of that goes along with the technology and always has, you know, controlling people, population control, mind control, manipulation, and that kind of stuff. The inescapable underlying sort of religion of high tech, the highest levels. Isn't it interesting? You know, people say we could use this technology for so many good things. Right, if it weren't for the fact that the military is the primary motivator in developing it. And then once the seed is hatched, then it rolls out to, you know, private, you know, incubators, so to speak. And those are taking a variety of shapes. And the line between public, private, you know, military industrial complex separation just keeps disappearing more and more. It seems to be vanishing. And we all seem to be complacent. A number of videos have been done recently. You know, I wanted to touch on some of the stuff that Richie has done lately while he was on yesterday's broadcast about the 5G technology in particular. And the video that he put out after yesterday's Road Warrior Radio broadcast was particularly interesting. I think we should play that. Can we do that right now, actually? 5G and reading your mind. Yeah, it's real. I think the way Richie put it was fantastic. Can we do that? I guess.
What's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's 85 degrees here in Boston today. 85. We haven't seen the sun for any remarkable length of time for weeks. It's been raining. We've gotten so much rain this summer, it's got to be some sort of a record. But, you know, when you're drying out, when you're causing drought someplace, you have to dump the water someplace else. So there's that. Now, I was just on the Republic Radio with Chris Hinckley, the Road Warrior, Chris Hinckley, and we were talking about the guy that invented the internet, allegedly, Tim Berners-Lee. Now, for my Patreon, you guys can go to Republic Radio and listen to it, but I'm going to upload it to my Patreon page for my Patreons, for my Patrons, whatever it's called. So there's that. While talking to Chris today in the live stream, we talked a lot about 5G, AI, and the new internet that this guy Tim Berners-Lee is alleging he's going to create. A new internet. Free from Facebook and corporate America and all. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's just another layer, another cloud they're going to cover people with. More technology. It's better for you. At any rate, if you want to listen to it, you can listen to it. It's 2 hours long. While talking, he mentioned True Stream Media. And he said they put out a new video. So while we're doing the interview, I pop over to True Stream Media. And surprisingly, I'm unsubscribed again. So I subscribed again. I hit the bell again. This happens all the time. Aaron and Melissa did a video, specifically Aaron, and they're talking about the video I did the other day where scientists have alleged at Cornell University that they've been able to have three people communicate to each other through their brains, wearing nothing but a prosthetic net on their head. So there's no implant, there's no permanent. They put a net on their head, they played Tetris, it worked. Now, Aaron goes on to say that, you know, this could be a good thing. There's always got to be a could be a good thing. This could help people that can't talk or can't communicate otherwise. It could help people work together remotely. So what? We don't need any of that. We don't need any of that. None of this stuff is for good. None of it. Not one bit of it. The reason they have to release the paper is because all these people at Cornell that work on it, they got to see their, you know, what they've accomplished in a magazine. So they print it. The nefarious part of it is if you have to put a net on your head to communicate with others or wear something like a Fitbit on your wrist so you can communicate with others or get an implantable thing like Regina Dugan was talking about so you can communicate with others. Think about one thing. These guys are putting up the 5G network right now that will be all commanding, all consuming, all seeing. You see what I'm saying? You won't need wearable or imprintable or injectable. We're breathing it in. The fact that they came out last year, and it's almost been 2 years now, and said that they are indeed spraying the sky with barium, lithium, strontium, and whatever else they're using, barium, aluminum, and strontium, all those heavy metals make the perfect antenna. So what does this mean? For years, we've been breathing in heavy metal that they're claiming they're using to block out the sun, to save us from global warming, or to hide Nibiru, or to hide the dark star, or to hide the red dwarf. They're not doing any of that shit. We're inhaling heavy metal that will allow them to control us remotely using 5G technology, and they'll be able to remotely read your thoughts. So you can't even think about fighting back because they'll know it before you know it. They'll know it before you pass this information on to anybody else. Do you see what I'm saying? None of this has any good things. Look at this world right now. Good? This world? It's almost the year 2020 and we're still talking about Russia. Russia! Russia, Russia, Russia! There is no Russia. There is no United States. It's the scumbags that own the countries and own all the gold and all the militaries. It's them, and then there's us, the sheep. 5G is going to let them see in real time if you do or don't obey as you're told, and then the consequences can hit you in real time. Why am I saying this? How do I know this? Because I'm watching the way it's going. I showed you the patents that showed you that they've been working on this my entire life. They've been working on this for a half a century. It didn't take them that long to come up with an atomic bomb. Do you see what I'm saying? This is the great work. This is Satan mimicking God's ability to see, hear, and know all things. This is his best shot at it. He's given certain people on this earth wealth, power, money, fame in exchange for them using their hands to create what Satan is not allowed to create. He can only duplicate. He was there when God created all things. So he knows how it works. And he's tricked a bunch of same old families for time immemorial. He's tricked them all into making it. And according to the science reports and alerts they keep putting out every single solitary day, they're damn near done. If AI were real, you're telling me these people don't think of what I'm thinking of? If AI was real, the first thing it would do was eliminate the people that created it because it would look at them objectively and realize that they were scum of the earth and needed to die. But then it would look at its domain, which would be the earth, and see us as a cancer because it would relate all of us objectively, not emotionally. It would relate all of us to the heavy metal in the sky, the radiations in the water, the absolute mess the planets become because the corporations needed to plant soy every place and genetically modify everything. Do you see what I'm saying? So, in conclusion, none of this is good. I understand that a lot of people get pissed off at me. Don't watch my channel. I don't send these to your house. You come here and watch this. If you want to walk around and have hope that somehow something's going to come and save you, we are going to go through it. And then Jesus returns. I believe with all my heart and soul that Jesus came here. Jesus tried to show people a better way. The same people that we're dealing with right now killed him. He rose 3 days later and said he'd be back. But he never said he'd be back before all hell breaks loose. All hell's going to break loose. Be ready. Or don't. I'm out.
So there you go. You know, that's about as well as it can be summed up, I think. And I believe I agree on all counts. It's an interesting concept. You know, there's so much misdirection going on in the 5G towers. You know, I wonder the same thing about those posts. What do you call them? The posts, you know, that they're installing after every high-profile incident that's reported. Las Vegas last year, what were there, 700 of these posts that were installed? A bunch in New York after some guy who's a nobody decides to rent a U-Haul truck to drive a pickup. You know, I need to learn how to drive a pickup, so I'm going to rent a U-Haul pickup. And then he jumps out with a paintball gun and a pellet pistol and a bunch of notes, you know. La, 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 la. That doesn't happen. Unless, of course, you know, maybe your mind has been messed with. Speaking of that, you know, it reminds me of all of the stuff, really, that Aaron and Melissa Dykes have been doing over at TruthStream Media recently, including that Eugene Signal video that they did. When was that? 2 weeks ago now? Just crazy stuff. We should just play a bunch of like short clips of this stuff. It was October 1st, yeah. Not quite 2 weeks. Huh. What is that? Is that a break? No? Okay. So the video is titled Still Unsolved Mystery of the Eugene Signal. And this is just a sort of, you know, it seems to me that like all of the videos that Aaron and Melissa are doing over at TruthStream Media these days are just sort of corroborative. They're like, I would call them bonus features of the Minds of Men documentary that they released a couple of months ago. So Brain to Brain Interface, we should play a clip of that. Brain to Brain Interface, which, you know, again, like Richie said, you know, he talked about it as well. The still unsolved mystery of the Eugene Signal. Scientists want to turn your consciousness on and off like a light switch. That's the Deep Sleep Project. Again, that dates back to the 40s and 50s. You know, and again, I mean, it's a straight line. It's a short trip from there was experimenting going on. It was bad. Then you have the institutionalizing of this stuff through the National Security Act of 1947. Shortly after that, technocrat Eisenhower says, whoa, this could maybe get away. We should be careful. We should watch out. And because by then, I mean, if you knew what was going on, a lot of that stuff is, you know, I mean, a lot of it, who knows if the public will ever see, but much of it was, there were hints of it. The psychotropic elements, particularly in congressional hearings in the 70s. Well, I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore. It stopped, right? Oh, no. There was, you know, the industrialization and institutionalization of that throughout the 70s and 80s and 90s. You know, you have Operation Cyclone, Iran-Contra, Barry Seal, MENA, Arkansas, and so much more. You know, and just on and on the story goes, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing, and another head and another head and another head. Unbelievable. And, you know, the further we go along, the more we just seem to be sort of acclimating, be encouraged to acclimate to this. You know, like Reggie was saying in that clip that we just played, it is startling. So, you know, speaking of that, he and I exchanged messages about the hurricane nonsense. You know, he said the hurricane is being juked big time. NOAA is pulling down relevant data. And it is. No one's doing a better job of exposing that than In Truth by Grace, I would say. I think everybody, you look at other YouTube channels, they're, you know, people are pointing to In Truth by Grace. She's actually going through the data, the government data, you know, the buoy data, NOAA data, and she keeps pointing out that they're scrubbing the IntelliCast pages of Overstreet, Sunnyside, Panama Beach, Youngstown, etc. And she did a great video yesterday. What video was that? I think it was it published yesterday, I want to say. Urgent Hurricane Michael was targeted strike, make copies. She's done several videos lately, but that was a good one where she points out that there's this narrow 23-mile corridor or so seems to be affected, and that's it. But there's really, you know, nothing reaches out as far as what the mainstream press is telling folks. And this is a pattern. And again, you know, so the confluence of all of this, the reason I'm talking about all of this stuff, you know, you go back to the Minds of Men documentary and all this technology, or Aaron and Melissa Dyke's video, the still unsolved mystery of the Eugene signal. It's technology, stupid. It's not psychotropics that was the big issue. That's the whole point of if I could give my takeaway from the Minds of Men documentary, it's that psychotropics was an attempt at misdirection to the extent that it hides or masks the real virulent and nefarious technological pursuits of the same folks. So electromagnetic signals, pulse radiation, these kinds of things they have the same effects as psychotropics. That's a fact that researchers have established. And, you know, so you have the Cuban embassy incident recently, and so many other things, you know, people hearing voices. How many times have we heard some kind of an incident happens, the suspect heard voices? That always goes along. You know, you almost think that psychotropics and SSRIstories.com is, again, sort of a misdirection. So we have the hurricane nonsense where the data doesn't seem to correspond. It's being deleted in near real time. It's being erased. And In Truth by Grace is doing a good job of exposing that. You have the wildfires where one house burns and others don't, or vice versa. You know, there's a fire and, you know, several houses burn but nothing else around it. Things like that. Very, very anomalous fire activity. And, you know, directed energy weapons seem to be in view here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
So, bottom of the second hour. This is Thursday, October 11th. A couple of videos worth watching. So, WikiLeaks reveals real reason Julian Assange is being abandoned. It's interesting. Surprise, surprise. The WikiLeaks tweet. Goldman Sachs to give Ecuador $500 million in U.S.-controlled Inter-American Development Bank, $497 million after U.S. previously threatened to withhold funds over Julian Assange asylum earlier this year. That's a good video. You know, Abby Martin was on, and Mike Prisner. Interesting, you know, and Jimmy behaved himself. Like I said, the TrueStream Media video, brain-to-brain interface, the next-gen social network, that's terrifying stuff and well-documented again. And watch the Face Like the Sun video, amazing. Professor John Lennox affirms Revelation 13 warning, credible in light of AI. And again, this is it's interesting, the case that's made that, you know, John Lennox is a sort of credible, unimpeachable witness, you might say, to bring this information out to the forefront. And so, you know, more to say on that. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. You know, I was going to talk about the cloud, but before I do, I want to comment on this hurricane. I did see the video that Grace put out, and it's interesting that, you know, I texted you yesterday, why Tyndall Air Force Base? Well, for those that may not know, the home of I think it's the F-22, and there's actually been talk about that base wanting to move for a couple of years now. So was this created by us or by someone else? Because we see what's happening with ships going to the Middle East, and maybe it's a message, you know, outrageous as it may sound. But if you've got 100-plus-mile-an-hour winds and 2 miles away, you've got 40-mile-an-hour winds in a hurricane, that's impossible. So anyone that has not seen the video, watch it. She's been tracking over a year now. And the majority of the hurricanes that have been reported on the news have turned out to be, according to NOAA's own documentation and statistics, have been lies. They're not hurricanes. But we put so much faith and trust in the news and in the weather and in what she calls cartoons, and I agree, these images, these computer-generated images on TV of clouds and winds and rain, and in a 140-mile-an-hour wind, you've got a reporter standing out saying you need to take cover as he's leaning into the wind. Well, apparently it's good enough for him to be there, but they don't want you there.
Right.
Now, on to the... Go ahead.
Right, and Associated Press publishes videos of a guy standing on the ocean front with his camera filming around, you know, basically a panoramic scene as the alleged hurricane is reaching the shore. So you got a cameraman filming another cameraman, but, you know, we're supposed to run for our lives. And that's Associated Press video.
That's right. And that's not to say, we've taken the programming. So the reason for my call initially, Chris, you brought up the cloud. And what immediately came to mind was the Bible talks about a cloud of witnesses. So, and I've said for years, since at least 2007, for every truth that the God of heaven has, Satan has got a counterfeit, a lie, the antithesis of God's truth. So we're looking at these things called cell towers and internet domains. What's your internet address? We're all going to have our own. And I say that it's not going to affect me because I believe what the Bible says. No weapon formed against you will prosper if you're in Christ, if you've got the Holy Spirit. So you're going to have your own IP address when all this shakes down. You are going to be you're going to be a number. Where's John? Well, look, let's see where his IP address is. They'll know.
Sounds preposterous. No, it's already planned. That's what IPv6 is. Yeah, gives that capability.
Right, and this cloud, where all our information is, you know, quote, in the cloud. Maybe it's this cloud of witnesses that Satan has in his domain, which is, what's his title? Let me see here. The Prince and the Power of the Air. You mean in the heavenlies where Satan and his angels abide, where they have control? The area just above you know, firm, above the earth. You know, this is some crazy stuff, Chris. And someone that will hear me that says that they believe the Bible from cover to cover will say, you know, they'll believe that Christ was born of a virgin, that Adam was made from the dust of the earth. But when the Bible says certain other things, they discount it and they say, well, John, you're taking it too literally. Well, if God can become man through a virgin, what in the Bible could sound more outrageous to someone than that? Unless, you know, if you've got the Holy Spirit, there's the Bible's true from cover to cover. So, folks, and I'll end with this. Let God be true, and every man, including Sean Hannity, and including Donald Trump, and including me, if I'm not telling you the truth of God's word, let God be true, and every man a liar. You better get it settled in your heart between you and God, because when it all comes out to it, that's all that matters.
Yep. Well said, John.
All right. I'll make room. Thank you.
Much appreciated. One other quick note before we go to the phones. Interesting video. Glenn Beck just did a deal on artificial intelligence published today. Glenn Beck on artificial intelligence over at The Blaze is what it's titled. And, you know, I mentioned that he interviewed Dr. Robert Epstein earlier this week, and that's interesting. Again, the Creepy Line documentary is something to watch too. But, you know, he seems to, you know, I had my suspicions back in, what was it, 2010, when he was still on Fox News. He had Jonah Goldberg and RJ Pistrito on the same broadcast. That was, that's huge. If you know the discussion they were having, huge. And he couldn't seem to kind of break out of certain paradigms. Anyway, if there were suspicions, they seem to be confirmed. But this is interesting when he's saying, you know, I'm going to tell you how you can be invisible on the web. Very fishy. Not possible. It's entirely impossible. And there are constructs on the way that will make it even more impossible. So probably something to investigate, perhaps. But, you know, watch with a discerning eye if you decide to check it out. Back to the phones. Larkin, Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Interesting show, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, Lark.
I was reminded of that World War II quote from the Walt Kelly cartoon Pogo.
Yeah.
We have met the enemy and he is us. We have met the enemy and he is us. Well, I've modified that. I think it should be, we have met the frenemy and he is us. And that's why I include this word altruism in the list of isms, which comprises a proper definition for communitarianism. Altruism. And of course, there's such a thing as pathological altruism. I mean, we think about that that GMO corn or GMO soybean farmer. We think about the people who are up there flying and spewing out these heavy metals and nanoparticulates. We think about the man who drives the truck that has the fluoride gas to the water treatment plants. We think about the Bar Association and the American Medical Association working hand in hand to fleece the American people and to rob us of property rights, justice, and even our lives in the case of the American Medical Association while they harvest our organs. I mean, we could go on and on and on. The United States military, a friend of mine's son just enlisted. Very bright young man, loves computers. Is he going to be operating a virtual joystick sometime soon in the future? And by the way, I want you to know that that quotation that you've cited on previous occasions from former Congressman Larry McDonald, to me is a very good summation. Because we're talking about uber capitalism combining with communism. And as I've said before, really, capitalism and communism in the final analysis have the precise same ends, the same intentions. No, we're not talking about the shopkeeper and the little, the guy that repairs horseshoes or makes saddles or, you know, produces organic food. We're talking about the people that society rewards because they're induced, they're deceived, and they're made powerful because of these large collectivist style organizations like U.S. military, like the American Medical Association, like the American Psychiatrist Association, like the American Bar Association. These people, what do they enjoy as a privilege and a benefit, but plausible deniability for their crimes?
Yeah. There were
at the end of the day, we had, I'm sorry, please go ahead.
There were some interesting comments on the what was the title of it? The TrueStream Media video. The still unsolved mystery of the Eugene signal. Maybe I can find some of them, but the sentiments expressed were exactly what you're talking about. So one of the comments, if I may, briefly, that got, what did it get, 71 replies now, one of the top comments, it reads, let's see. I have a university degree in electromagnetism. I understand radiation, and it is clear that these scientists are using fake science to downplay the effects of radiation. Now it becomes clear that the fake science has origin in the military and is used to do attacks in secret. The fake science has been going on so long that I don't think that many military actually know what is going on. They just follow the old protocol. A lot of research is on microwavenews.com. We've talked about that site. Check it. It also contains many peer-reviewed articles. The fake science is that body full. The fake science is that a body full with nerves and other electric sensitive components is modeled as a barrel of water. Only the heating of the water in the barrel is seen as damaging. This stupid fake science model has been used for a long time now. If you want to know how low-frequency radiation can have ionizing effects, just look at spark gap antennas. They are the first antennas ever invented. The change in the magnetic field causes an electric field in the loop. This causes a spark. The body is full with loops just made of different conductors. The biological body is also very reactive to certain frequencies. The whole brain full with it, but also many cell components work on certain frequencies. Even the DNA is conductive. You may make someone crazy with one frequency or keep someone awake with another frequency, affecting the core of the brain. Or you may attack cells directly causing cancer, and that's been proven in studies, and that's something that they actually address in the video, Still Unsolved Mystery of the Eugene Signal. You know, use a microwave, get cancer. Anyway, these frequencies can be very personal and depend on how your body is exactly constructed. That is why the CIA probably does mass experiments, so it can check how it affects different parts of the population. The experiments by these psychopaths never stopped. Oh yes, cell phone radiation and Wi-Fi are addictive. People also lose their concentration and get attached to it. That's why people lose their minds when Wi-Fi is out, not just because they want to check Facebook. So that's not the one that I was thinking of, but I thought it was worth mentioning. Maybe I can find one or two that speak to exactly the same sentiments that you expressed. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, I read an article recently, quite lengthy. The summation of the writers article was that, frankly, what we see in the world, what we see as science today, at least 50% of it is fake.
Yeah.
It's biased. It's bought and paid for science. And, I will conclude with this and remind you and the listeners, you know, that we're being warred upon.
Yeah.
The individual. There's biological warfare, there's psychological warfare, there's asymmetric warfare, nonlinear warfare, mimetic warfare. And their day is going to come, Chris, where anybody that's connected to the tech industry is going to be seen as another one of your frenemies.
Yep.
Mark my words. Anyway, great show. Thanks.
That's a profound statement. Thanks, Lark, as always. Much appreciated. Couple of things in closing. So a response, I can't find the one exactly that echoes what Lark said previously, but this one is sort of along the same lines as the other one I was thinking of that I can't find right now. But the response to the comment I just read, which again echoes the sentiments, this person writes, and so, you know, it's an interesting observation. They probably aren't aware of the Luddites, of what Ted Kaczynski was really, you know, trying to say, which is why I've read parts of his manifesto over the years. The fact that Ray Kurzweil quoted him in The Age of Spiritual Machines and, you know, the Bill Joy article that I mentioned yesterday and refer to fairly regularly. Bill Joy's April 1st, 2000 article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. But this comment, someday they'll look back upon our present society and see that it was only the Amish who had figured things out. This sort of, I'm thinking Luddites here. Anyway, and sadly, they were greatly outnumbered by those who hadn't. It was no match in the end. The Amish perished too, even though they had nothing at all to do with any of it. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. Evil is the default victory condition, you see. If you do nothing, evil wins every time. So do something. That's capitalized. Smash that cell phone with a sledgehammer and stop paying that god-awful bill every month. Do something for yourself. It's an interesting observation, and that sentiment is most commonly attributed to Edmund Burke, obviously. A closing thought real quick. Going back to William Harper's quote that I mentioned, Memoir on Slavery, it's ironic. I have to mention how ironic it is then that this articulate South Carolina senator is remembered thusly on the general subject of slavery. This is from William Harper's Wikipedia entry. It reads, Harper is probably best remembered as an early and important representative of pro-slavery thought. His Memoir on Slavery, first given as a lecture in 1838, and reprinted in the Southern Literary Journal, classed Harper as a leading proponent of the notion that slavery was not merely a necessary evil, but a positive social good. So as noted in the Wikipedia entry, he also, quote, prominently supported the nullification movement led by John C. Calhoun, whom I would refer to as an old school Rothschild bad guy agent, Andrew Jackson administration disruptor, and Civil War fomenter / provocateur. Bad guys always seem to say it best, it seems, in my estimation. They always seem to know how and articulate the problem best. You know, you think of guys like Aldous Huxley, for example, because after all, they created them. They created the problems. They're instrumental in the creation of the problems. And after all, that's what the Public Relations Council does, right? They interpret bad guys to the public, and so they're very articulate and eloquent when it comes to doing that, which is to me always a harbinger of sorts. And you know, speaking of Edmund Burke and those quotes, as I've noted before, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing is a disputed quote, but it is a fact that John Stuart Mill, old school bad guy John Stuart Mill, did say bad men need nothing more to compass their ends than that good men should look on and do nothing. That's what bad guys say. And Edmund Burke did write, when bad men combine, the good must associate, else they will fall one by one, an unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. So, good men must combine, the good must associate, else they will fall one by one, an unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. And we know that bad guys really seem to get off. You know, they're titillated by the cruelty that is perpetrated on humanity and the power that they feel they derive from this psychopathic control. And, you know, that is, that's about, I don't think I have anything more to add to that. You still there, Lark?
Oh, actually I am. I was just listening in.
Right on. You have any thoughts on that as we close?
Well, I don't know. I try to look upon this life as a positive experience, a positive journey. And, you know, I wish I'd known a lot of this stuff, you know, 20, 30 years ago, because, frankly, what we're seeing today was emerging or happening already 20 or 30 years ago.
Speaking of that, I mentioned the Glenn Beck on artificial intelligence video published today. The thing that I think is a wise observant that people need to pay attention to, he said, you know, the show is probably 3 years ahead of its time. But in those 3 years, I fear we might all be saying to ourselves, why didn't I do that at the time? You know, that, you know, why didn't I know about that? Basically, same thing that you're saying. And so I'm, you know, just to echo your sentiments, I really believe we're at a crossroads if we haven't been already. And we're gonna have to make a hard break and some tough decisions before we, you know, cross bridges that we otherwise wouldn't. Anyway, I appreciate it, Lark. Thanks. Thanks to John. Thanks to the listeners. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. Catch you on the other side.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.